I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Thousands of Pakistanis turned out today for the funeral of the Punjab governor, Salman Taseer. He was the prominent liberal politician who was gunned down yesterday by one of his own bodyguards. The murderer said that he was incensed by Taseer's opposition to Pakistan's strict blasphemy laws. The politician's murder has been celebrated by many religiously conservative Pakistanis. Author Ahmed Rashid knew Governor Salman Taseer personally. He was at the funeral today in Lahore and then at the governor's family home afterwards. Ahmed Rashid, could you give us a sense of what it was like at the funeral today and then at his home afterwards?
It was very, very moving. His body had been brought down from Islamabad last night, flown in an army plane, and the body had lain at home with his family and friends overnight. It was then taken to the governor's house, which is a huge British-era built mansion in the center of Lahore, and which has huge lawns, and on those lawns carpets had been set down for thousands of mourners who came, men and women who came for the funeral prayers. And in a sign of how polarized society is, the government and the family could not even find a maulvi, that is a mullah who traditionally reads prayers, to actually host the funeral prayers. The mullah at the governor's house and at other prominent mosques refused to do it out of fear. And finally, the family had to get a mullah from the Pakistan People's Party, which is the ruling party and Salman Taseer's party, to read the funeral prayers. The prayers were then held and people dispersed, and I went back to the family house where, again, hundreds and hundreds of people from all walks of life, you know, all came to pay their respects.
I wonder for you, and then also for the many people who were there at the home and at the funeral, did you feel as though you were, as you paid your respects, also putting yourself potentially in any danger?
Well, certainly, because, you know, at the funeral, in fact, tens of thousands of people were expected, and a lot of people didn't come. And a lot of people were talking about the fact that there had been threats overnight that the funeral's prayers would be bombed. And then, you know, the speed with which in the last 36 hours we have seen these extremists mobilize themselves. For example, they've gone on Facebook. They have put up something like 6 or 12 pages on Facebook praising the killer and saying he will be a hero forever because, you know, he killed Salman Taseer, somebody who was opposed to the law on blasphemy. And as each Facebook page was being pulled down, two or three new ones were being created. So there's been a lot of reporting of this. For example, the killer himself was shown in court today. He had the first hearing. He was remanded in custody. And when he came out of the court, there were groups of people there who showered him with rose petals and were praising him to the sky.
One more question for you. The issue that touched off this assassination is an issue that clearly resonates with so many people in Pakistan. And I wonder if you can remind us of the issue itself and why it has seemingly galvanized so many people.
Well, the issue is the blasphemy law, which was imposed by the military dictator General Zia-ul-Haq in the 1980s, which is a very vague law and basically allows anyone to go and lodge a case against anyone else, saying that that person committed blasphemy against the Holy Prophet or against the Quran or against any other religious symbol. And in particular, there is a Christian woman who's in jail who faces a death sentence for blasphemy. Salman Taseer defended this woman in public and said the law should be repealed. He went to visit her in jail, which was quite an extraordinary thing to do for the governor of the province. And he made the issue a very public issue, saying that, you know, Parliament should repeal this law or reform this law. And that is what made him a target.
Author Ahmed Rashid in Lahore, Pakistan, thank you very much.
Thank you.